Now, ESPN 107.3 presents the Mid-Mo Smoke Show with expert advice from the pitmaster, Lyle Quast, owner of the Ring of Fire Barbecue in Sullivan on ESPN
107.3. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is the Mid-Mo Smoke Show here on ESPN 107.3. And you can get us, too, online at ESPN1073.com. This segment here this morning is brought to you by Living the Dream Outdoor Properties. It's not just land. It's a lifestyle. And you can text us at BBQBBQ9 or call us at 573-364-1045. And by the time we get done with this section, you may want to text in because or call us because it's a special day. This is a tribute to Dad's Day. And not only that, my guests this morning, I have Matt Glenn in here. I have Justin, which I don't know your last name.
It's Renaud.
Renaud.
Yeah.
And everybody should know him who listens to the Mid-Mo Sports Show on Monday afternoon from 4 to 6 here on ESPN. He is the host there. And I've got my daughter, Sarah, here. And the reason Justin's here, and people should, if they remember his show and mine listening, we both threw down a little challenge to each other, didn't we, Justin?
Yes, we did.
Mine was kind of a surprise. I didn't know what was coming, but I was all up for it. And the challenge was there is a potato down in, is it Atlanta?
Yes, yeah, the Braves.
And what was it called?
Yeah, so I have a segment on my show called Man Food where we feature unique and interesting foods that major league sports teams and minor league feature in their stadiums. And I stumbled across the Spectator because it was unique. I've seen a lot of different takes on hot dogs.
Right.
But this was unique in that they used a baked potato essentially functioning as a bun. So it was a baked potato stuffed with jalapeno cheddar sausage, wrapped in bacon, and they smoked it. And I just thought that was wild and interesting and sounded amazing. And our shows carry a namesake together, and I thought what better way to celebrate this together than by challenging you to make something similar.
Right, and I mean, I thought it was great. And so, you know, being my competitive little self, I called you up on your show and challenged you to do a slab of ribs because I'm not a tater person.
I understand.
And I thought if I got to make a potato, somebody's got to make me some meat.
Well, as I am unfortunately ill-equipped at my own home to handle the challenge you issued, but you mentioned that you were using a sous chef to assist you in your work, I didn't even need to make a phone call. I walked three steps to Matt Glenn's office, and Matt willingly and awesomely stepped in to fill the role as grill master for Team Mid-Mo Sports Show. And he made some ribs and some unbelievable jalapeno poppers. And
I agree. That food you guys brought in is awesome, you know. And like I said, this is a tribute to dads, which the great part is Sarah is my daughter.
Yes.
She's my sous chef. And we worked together for so many years, we don't even have to talk when we're working in our food truck.
Yeah, Matt and I actually didn't have to talk either because he literally did it all. Well, and I showed up this morning and got to enjoy the benefits of his hard work.
And the check's in the mail.
You know, it's hard. You know, I can't ever turn down somebody asking me to make food.
Right.
We just got back from being on vacation, and I mean, you guys saw all the photos of all the food we cooked up there.
Oh, yeah.
It was unbelievable. And then, you know, the opportunity to cook food for you guys, I just love doing it because I love the fact of just cooking it and having people try it. Not validation for myself,
sure,
but just, you want to tweak. You want to get better. You want to make sure it's better. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is trial and error and try different things. And I tried some different things today on the ribs, and I'm hoping to find out what Lyle and Sarah and all you guys think of them.
I love them. I've tried one. And
did
great.
You try it already?
Yeah. You got great smoke in there, real good flavor. And I wanted to let our listeners know if they hear some slurping or some crunching.
We're eating as we go here.
Yeah.
We are, too.
We're having breakfast this morning. And
And I promise you, our breakfast is better than yours.
Oh, yes, by far.
There's no question.
I don't care where you're eating at today. You're not beating us today.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So I am a guy that has never smoked a single thing in my life. And it's interesting to me when I talk to guys like Matt and Lyle because it's in your DNA. Like you eat, sleep, and breathe smoking meat, you know, working with the grill, that sort of a thing. And I'm just curious, you know, Matt kind of alluded to it a little bit, but what is it for you, Lyle, that makes this something that you're so passionate about?
It's something like, you know, I drove a truck for 34 years and then I had to get off the road and I wanted to have something to do. And Sarah and I, 10 years ago, we had a bunch of people come to our houses and we'd have parties. I'd say, hey, I developed a new rub. Come on over. We're going to try it.
Sure.
And the parties got bigger and bigger. People were there that I didn't know, too. But
and it wasn't for your pleasant company, was it?
No, I don't think. Well, I don't know. You never know about that. But it just, and when I watch people take a bite of my food, when they get that look on their face, like, yes, there it is.
So that is that validation that Matt was mentioning. And, yeah,
and
that's
not so much
a bad
in word.
Thing.
And not yeah. in words so much, right, just right. by facial. And I think the drive to be better, I'm very competitive.
Sure.
And so if I can figure out a way to make something better the next time,
right.
I'm going to do that.
Well, that's interesting because this is a very competitive field.
It is.
You know, the field of smoking, grilling meat and spending time with you guys and seeing that firsthand. It's interesting because as an outsider, before I was exposed to that world, I had no idea the level of people that compete in it and how high the level of competition is, how much goes into the nuance of cooking meat.
But see, but the difference, too, when you're talking about competition and everything, competition cooking is a section all its own.
Sure, sure.
What Matt and I do, you know, we're basically the same people cooking. He just uses different flavors
sure,
than what
of
I
course,
do.
Sure, of course, right.
But when it comes to competition, you all got to be on the same page
right.
or it's not going to work.
Sure.
Excuse me, I keep burping.
Well, and that's the thing, like you were just mentioning. I mean, competition is such a different level.
Yeah.
You know, I got to experience, I mean, I've never cooked on my own. I've always just assisted. And with Mike Pig Daddy, who used to be
right.
here, when I helped him, I mean, like I said, the intensity level, I mean, it's crunch time. And he's got it. He calls it his own Bible. It's, I mean, it's literally a Bible. And he's got every single thing, his pork butts, his brisket, his chicken thighs, and his ribs. Each one's got its own chapter, and each one of them's got a time slot. He's got timers going. I mean, and you're literally, you're pulling it off, and you got to plate it, and you're
wow.
cutting it. You're out there with a ruler cutting to make sure every
yes.
piece is the same size.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's intense. I mean, yeah. And I never thought of it that way until I got to experience, but it's kind of like a little drug tea. You know, it's a little adrenaline
rush.
It
is. Rush, adrenaline going.
It is, because when you're done, you're like, you just drop the towel, and it's kind of like, you know, I'm out.
Well, and that's like, you know, not only the cooking part of competition, and Sarah can tell you this, there's a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
You
uh-huh.
want to make the most beautiful box. Because when that judge looks at it, you want him to say, yes, I can't wait to eat it. This is the one I want to pick first. And Sarah was in charge of that.
Yeah. Well, she's got little bitty fingers. Think of our profile, our taste profile. So we taste with our eyes and our nose, too.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
You know, so if you see something that looks phenomenal and then you get a whiff of that smell, your taste buds are already watering and you're ready to mow down. I mean, that's half your battle right there.
Well, yeah, you know, I kind of wish our listeners had a chance to be able to have, they call it smell-o-vision, but we'll call it smell-o-radio, because the aroma in here from the poppers, the ribs, and everything, it just, I mean, if you weren't hungry before, you would be after.
Got that right. Absolutely right.
And, you know, like I said, this is a tribute to Dad's Day, and I want to wish all our fathers a happy Father's Day. And tomorrow, it's your day to kick back and not have to do nothing unless you want to get out and do some grilling.
It is the best day of the year if you're a dad. Because
it is.
I mean, you get treated like royalty on Father's Day more than your own birthday. At least in my house, that's generally the case. So,
yeah.
And there's no better way to celebrate dads than the quintessential dad food barbecue. I mean, is that fair?
No, like, I agree. Yeah. I agree 100%.
I do, too. You know, you don't – and I'm not saying it doesn't happen, though, so I don't want any, you know, calls or – anything from the women, but mainly when you're out there, you see dads out there cooking. They got their kids with them and stuff while the wives or girlfriends or whatever inside making side dish or getting ready. But it's mainly a man out there doing that. But now here, Sarah, she's a...
I was going to say, she could probably carry her own, can't she?
Oh, yes. Yeah, and she's doing very well.
Well, and that's one thing going back to what you like about smoking, like it's is in your blood. I'm pretty sure we have pictures of me teething on rib bones.
Yes, we do.
like go that far back. But that's something I don't know many 21-year-old females that can confidently run a pit. And at competitions, you know, dad can't stay up 48, 24, you know, hours. And so there's times where I have to step up and run that pit and make sure everything's all right, the temperature's okay, that everything's still staying, you know, moist, and it falls on me.
Right.
And that's something that we can do together. And I I think that's, you know, what is the biggest part of me, because it's no secret that I'm a daddy's girl, as anybody will tell you. And so anything that we can do together, especially since I'm down at Missouri State now, and I don't get to come home a lot. So anything that we can do together, I jump at the chance.
Oh, yeah. We're planning on tomorrow. We're going to break out the grill, me and her, and we're going to, you know, compliment each other's cooking is what we're going to call it. But that's like, we were on the way down here this morning, and you know, Sarah and I talk a lot, and she looked at me, she goes, "Dad, you know, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have a Father's Day." And I looked at her, and I said, "Yeah, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have a birthday."
Way to come back on that one.
Yeah. But she, you know, Sarah was competing with me. I mean, she was, I think she started competing with me when she was 12 or 13 years old. And by the time she was 14, it's like she said, I was able to actually lay down and go to sleep for a while and not worry about the pit.
That's a great thing, my man. That's awesome.
It is. And that, you know, it makes it a lot of fun too.
Absolutely right. I mean, if this is the type of thing that brings families together, brings people and families together, does it get better than that?
No, it doesn't.
I mean, you just do it in your backyard.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome. I have a real passion for videography, and my sons are starting to show some interest in that particular field, and being able to do the thing I love with my children, to share that with
exactly.
them. It's not about, you know, becoming a business or that sort of thing for them down the road. It's just about being able to spend those formative years with them, sharing in something that we can both be passionate about. That's awesome.
And you know, you were talking about what makes you go. And with me, you know, I have a catering company too.
Sure.
When I get repeat customers, that means I'm doing something right.
Absolutely.
You know, and yeah, as a businessman, I need that little bit of validation to keep going. But like I said, my thing is watching people's face.
Yeah.
Because there's so much different styles of barbecue out there, different flavors, different smokes and everything. And when they smile, when they take a bite, that's it right there.
So I want to talk ribs a little bit with you, if you don't mind, since that's what we're here for, the big rib showdown.
Well, let's take a break, and if
okay,
you want, hang in, we'll start talking. Okay, this section has been brought to you by Living the Dream Outdoor Properties. It's not just land, it's a lifestyle. And in the next segment, stay tuned. We're going to start talking about how we actually cook. It's going to be going with me and Matt, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this challenge. And what we want you to do is go text us or call us. So we'll be right back here on the Mid-Mo Smoke Show at ESPN 107.3.
The Mid-Mo Smoke Show. Expert advice on becoming the best barbecue cook or fabricator you know on ESPN 107.3.
I will take a free breakfast buffet anytime, anyplace.
Welcome back. This is the Mid-Mo Smoke Show here on ESPN 107.3. And we are sponsored today by Peterson Oil and Asphalt and Sullivan. They fill propane tanks, and working with Peterson is a blast. And we also got the Huddle House in Cuba. Stop by and see them. While you're there, check out their Huddle Up Rewards program. And one thing I wanted to mention on this, you know, Matt and Justin had to cook ribs. And one of the stipulations was they had to use Yummy Tummy barbecue sauce. And I've got it, you know, to be fair, they're awesome. I mean, if I had to pick a winner, I think I'd just have to throw them up. You'd be like throwing cats up in a bag. They're just, and people, you have no idea what you're missing. I'm really serious about this. And so our guests today are Matt Glenn, Justin Renaud, Sarah Quast, and I'm your host, Lyle Quast. And we're going to continue this from the first segment. And Justin brought up a good point. He wanted to know what makes a great rib. And to me, I got three things: tenderness, flavor, and I guess one thing is just presentation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, to me, a great rib is something that somebody else likes.
Good answer. Good answer.
And I don't know about Matt. You know, we've been sitting here visiting during his breaks and stuff, and I want to know what you put on them ribs.
Well, so to start off with, Unfortunately, I couldn't get my ribs at my normal place I had to get them at, so I actually had to do the bad thing and go to a store and buy them. So that kind of took me by surprise. I was a little shocked there. But, you know, first thing I always do with my ribs is I peel that membrane off the backside. That's the first thing. Take a little knife. You kind of get it scored just a little bit, and then you take a paper towel, and you kind of pat it dry, and then you can grab a hold of that paper towel and rip that membrane off. Because if you don't, that thing's going to stay on the backside there, and when you go to take that bite, it's going to be like leather. So when you go to pull it off, so if you're ever eating at a restaurant and you take that bite and there's that like leathery piece on the backside, that's a lazy restaurant.
Yeah.
That's exactly. So I peel that off. Then the next thing I did is I've got some crushed habanero powder that I got from Jack from Colton's Steakhouse and Grill here in Rolla.
Oh, yeah.
So I lightly dust it with that. And then I used some Meow Mix, which is a rub rub that I had gotten from Frank that's got it's got some brown sugar in it. It's got some cayenne pepper, some pepper flakes in it, a couple other things I'm not going to share with. And then I topped it off with yours because your rub, Lyle's rub, is a lot sweeter. So then I topped it off with his on top of it, let those sit for 24 hours. And then when I cook mine, I do about 250, and I will do 45 minutes bone down, 45 minutes meat down, 30 minutes bone down again, and then I pull them. And I'll wrap them. And to me, and I don't know if Lyle agrees, but I've always said wrapping is the most important
Absolutely.
In any type of cooking because that's where you capture all that moisture.
Right.
So then what I do then is I take my aluminum foil. I do strips of honey. I do about four strips of honey across it, about a quarter cup of brown sugar. And then I use whatever rub I want to use, which this time I use Memphis Mud on the end. And then I lay a meat down, and then with the bone up, I'll put a quarter stick of butter. I'll cut that up, put it on the backside, brown sugar again, honey again, and then I wrap them. And then at the end, usually what I do is I'll put like apple juice, or actually I'll use some Jim Beam apple a little bit sometimes. Unfortunately, I was out of both of those today. And so what I ended up doing
Thursday night was a hard night.
It was, man, I tell you. Well, sitting up watching that game last night, you know, kind of went a different direction. But I have some moonshine that was from over in Branson. I can't remember the name of the moonshine place, but if anybody's been to Branson, you go down the landing, there's a moonshine right. place in there. Mm-hmm. Well, I had actually chocolate silk moonshine and salted caramel. And so what I ended up doing is I poured them in there, and I just counted to 10. And that was my liquid that I kind of put in there. And then I put them back on, and I cook them until they're bendable. You know,
right,
that's about when I want to pull mine. Pulled them, put them back onto the cooker, and then I glazed them with the Yummy Tummy, of course. And that's how I finished mine off. So my special ingredient this time was that moonshine. I think it's – you can really kind of – to me, I can taste it, knowing that I cooked with it. I feel like I can taste – that different flavor than I normally have.
See, mine, where I'm a little different than you.
Mm-hmm.
See, I put mine on, I put a membrane and put them meat side up. I rub them and everything, leave them for 4 hours. Don't even touch them. Don't even look at them. At the end of 4 hours, I put my aluminum foil down, set the rib bone side down. On the top, I use squeeze butter because you can make it's easier for me. And sprinkle a little bit of brown sugar on top, fold it up, let it go for another hour. And what Matt said is right, the tenderness and the moisture, that's what you're going to get for wrapping. You know, because meat will only take smoke so long.
Sure.
After 4 hours, it won't take any more smoke.
Yep.
And it just starts getting bitter. But, I mean, the smoke on Matt's was great. I love the glaze and everything. So, you know, it's a shout-out to Josh, too, with Yummy Tummy that he makes.
Well, I sent him a video, of course, you know. I have to do the video where you're pouring it on. And,
right,
and so
right.
I had to send that to him. So he shot back with, you know, he was pretty excited about it, wanted to know how they were tasting. I'm assuming Josh is probably listening.
Yeah.
Because he listens almost every time. And a big shout out to him. He actually donated. We've got four hats sitting here that we'd like to give away.
Nice.
So we need people that are going to text to the text line, which is BBQ9. And this week, anything that you're cooking for Father's Day, send us a photo. And Lyle's going to pick one winner out. We're going to give away one of these camouflage Yummy Tummy hats.
And also, we're needing a slogan for the show.
Yep, we still need some more slogans.
And so, you know, come up with a slogan. It's got to be clean.
Yes, please.
It's going on a T-shirt.
Please, it has to be clean.
I know, right now, Sarah's kind of out of place because this is a good old boy club this morning, but we're being real respectful of hers, too. But I'd like to have a good slogan, and we're going to give a prize package for the winner on that, too.
Well, I'm going to be honest. Everybody has a different taste for what they want out of barbecue, but for me, I love the balance of sweet and heat. That's something that just my taste buds explode whenever I'm eating something that finds that appropriate balance. And I like a lot of bark. That's something that I consistently look for. It's one of the reasons burnt ends is one of my favorite things to eat in the barbecue world. And I just, for my money, Matt, I thought you found the perfect balance of all of those worlds. And having never had the yummy tummy before, as that icing on the cake, holy moly, that's good. That stuff is unbelievable.
You know, Frank got me onto that yummy tummy because he became friends. And actually, Josh was listening to the Smoke Show, and he's from Texas. And so he got listening to the show. And so Frank kind of was able to get some sample bottles of it. And, man, once I tried it, I can't go back to anything. Like I said, I've always preached I'm not a big sauce guy. This is definitely not a sauce if you like to dip stuff into it.
Right.
It's not. It's a little runny for that type of stuff, but I'm telling you, it is phenomenal. Like you said, when you're trying to eat it, that tackiness and that caramelization that yummy tummy gives off is unbelievable. And if you're looking for any of it, you can go out to Cooking From Scratch and talk to Tony. He's got the bottles of it available out there. He's a supplier for it as well. So, but I'm telling you, that yummy tummy is legit.
It is really good, and it's got a real nice texture. So, like Matt said, when you put it on the meat, it gets in there where it's supposed to instead of just sitting on top.
It's difficult to compare the two ribs because I don't think you could come up with two more different ribs.
Right.
You know, yours is very stripped down. Is that fair?
Yeah, I don't have sauce in mine. I don't sauce mine.
Right. Mm-hmm. And yours has a lot more chew. Matt's is a little more fall off the bone. So it's really difficult to compare, but I mean, there's no point in me casting a vote because my vote is always going to be for my team. That's just common. That's no disrespect, Lyle. I mean,
well, why do you think I brought my sous chef in?
Our votes just cancel each other.
So I guess
it's
all going to come down to Colin here. Look at him; he just kind of rolls his eyes. Great.
Yeah,
we're going to save that till at least the third segment. Who he picks?
Yeah, and I want, like I said, I want the listeners, you know, Justin's listeners plus mine. I think he's probably going to talk about it on his show on Monday.
Of course.
You're going to, you know, I want you to go to the website, look at the pictures that are posted there. Put your own vote in.
Regardless of who ends up winning, there is no question in my mind that the only way to do a radio show moving forward is with a feast of meats at your disposal.
Absolutely.
We have been so spoiled this week because actually if you listen to Wild at Heart on Wednesday, Bill Cooper hosts that show, and Bill had the chef in from Public House.
Yeah, I heard that.
And he brought in, he took pork and he cubed it. And he brought that in with, he actually uses the beer from Public House to make the sauces. And then he had bacon on there as well with the sandwich with that sauce. And then he also did like a potato with it as well. And then like this cookie that was phenomenal using the Public House beer as part of the cookie.
What a week.
I've been spoiled. I mean, we ate hearty on Wednesday. I'm eating hearty now. And, you know, I got people messaging me on, when are we eating? I'm like, well, right now. If you want to come into the station, we're sitting here.
Yeah, and that's a great part. And, you know, whoever the public picks, we'll say the listeners, as far as I'm concerned, there ain't no losers because, you know what? We got to eat phenomenal. We got to sit and visit. We got to, you know, cross over, hopefully, with both our listeners.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
You know, and got a good shout out for Josh out there at Yummy Tummy.
I think, you know, for me, being a homegrown radio show, my show's been with the station for how long we've been here, Matt?
Oh, 5 years?
Yeah. I take a lot of pride in being a local guy.
Right.
And I joke with people all the time. I don't really have any clue what I'm doing. I'm just throwing darts at the board and I hope they stick. But you know, to be able to bring our two worlds together and our two listener bases, I hope that there's some carryover beyond this week.
And I hope there is too.
And that people will continue to tune into your show on Saturdays at 9 and my show on Mondays from 4 to 6.
Well, the good part, you know, yours is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Some of the guys get off early enough. They can, you know, go back, fire up the grill, and listen to your show.
Got that right. And I would argue there's no better way to spend a Monday evening than sitting at the grill listening to the Minmo Sports Show. So
I agree. I actually, you know,
you do it.
I do, actually. I do listen to it.
I will. Too.
You know, and I think it was cool. You had Will Kane on the show last week, and then we've had Dan Israel from the Kansas City Chiefs on. Yep. I mean, you can't get any closer to the Chiefs than the guy that says, when Justin asks him, so what are you doing after you get off the show? Oh, I'm going over to Andy Reid's house for a barbecue. It's like, you can't get much closer to the Kansas City Chiefs than the guy that's hanging out with Andy Reid.
Absolutely. That's true. You know, the only thing better, I Sorry, everybody in Missouri. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Woo.
Sooner or later, we're going back to the Super Bowl.
Although, yeah, probably that's later. Wearing a Cubs visor right now. So.
I have to today. I have to today after last night's game because I told you before, they probably won't score the next 2 days.
I can only hope that that's right.
Yeah, really. Well, you know, the Cardinals, they're just taking a break, you know. Are we getting close to
All-star
break?
Yeah. Well, the good news is we're throwing some sports talk in there right now. I said this on the show on Monday. There's so much parity right now in the National League. Nobody is really distinguishing themselves from the pack. I think it's going to be a year-long competition for the two wild card spots. And as much as I am anti the second wild card, you can't argue it adds interest.
It does,
the season. So, and I know you guys are big Blues fans.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking before the show started about that.
Yeah, we got about 12 weeks. We started training camp.
But you're not keeping track, though.
No, not a bit.
12 weeks too long, if you ask me.
Well, and that was another thing. You know, we were talking about the sports. Oh, wow, I got Ratchet John here. And you know what, folks? I just looked at my time. I got to take a break. So this segment here was brought to you by Peterson Oil and Asphalt and Sullivan. They fill propane tanks, and working with Peterson is a blast. Huddle House in Cuba, stop by, and we'll see them. While you're there, check out the Huddle Up Reports. Rewards program, and I want to thank Justin for coming by, buddy.
Thanks for having me. It's been a blast. Man. Thanks for being willing to participate.
It's fun,
and hopefully this won't be the last time.
I hope not. You know, I'll figure out something. You know, and then I'll get back to you.
That's,
you know,
that sounds great. I know a guy to contact to help cook stuff. So.
There you go. So we'll be right back, folks.
Now the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
I'm going to consume all of this at the same time because I am a free America.
Welcome back to our tribute to Dad's Day here on Mid-Mo Smoke Show. This segment is brought by Wind Supply Rolla. Make sure and check out the selection of Traeger wood pellet fire smokers. And they got all the pellets and flavors down there. I think they got like 13 different flavors that you can get. And this has been an awesome day. I want to thank Justin for coming by. And my name is Lyle Quast. I am your host. I have my daughter Sarah here still. I got Matt Glenn here, and then we have our producer Colin here still. So there's no telling what we're going to talk about. But one thing I do want to start with and say, you know, I know I've already done, but happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Have a great day tomorrow. And the thing I wanted to talk about in this section, because Matt, you know, he said he's just got into competition barbecuing. And Sarah, she's just starting to do the cooking on her own down at her apartment. I want to see what they think about how they're progressing and what kind of style have they created for themselves.
Well, first of all, I can smoke all day long, but grilling, I had nowhere to go but up because I couldn't go farther down. But you guys came down and visited me at school and surprised me with a grill, which was, you know, best thing you guys could have, because I told you I was wanting to get into grilling because it's getting warmer outside. I didn't want to heat up my apartment. And so we put it together, spent a whole day, and then you taught me how to grill, which I wasn't entirely sure how that was going to go. Not that I wasn't confident in your abilities as the pit master, but I wanted to be my own pit master.
There you go. And you let me know that real quick. In your house, you are the pit master.
And don't forget it.
I can be the pit master at my house, but and you know, that's the thing. I don't know, Matt, about your children. Are they starting to take interest in it and want to learn how to cook?
Interest in eating it. That's about the. I'll give you a great example.
You got to start somewhere.
Well, yeah, I got the food off the cooker this morning, and Micah, who is 3 years old, the first thing out of his mouth when he saw me carrying the pans, meat. I want meat. Meat. Can I have meat? Can I have meat? Can I have meat? You know, yeah. And I'm like, sorry, bud, you got to wait. You got to wait your turn. But, I mean, you know, he's probably him and probably actually every one of my kids, every time I pull that meat off the cooker, they're right there. Now, to say if any of them are kind of diving into it yet, I'd say no, none of that yet. But who knows? I mean, we'll see what happens. The more I live down here, the more people I hang out with, like you guys and the Cox brothers and stuff.
Right.
The more I get involved, the more I learn. And like you said, there's only one way to go. It's keep going up, because right. I started at the bottom of smoking meat. And so, like I said, there's nowhere to go but up when you botch it the first time.
Yeah, but you know what the neat part is, too? And yes, Sarah and I have been doing the smoking part for a few years. But I learn something new every time I talk to somebody else that's cooked. Because, like I said, we don't all do the same. And when they say something that works for them, I'm willing to try it. See how it does for me. Doesn't always work out. You know, may not be what I want to be doing. But I'm still learning something that I can use down the road.
Well, and I'll give a shout out to a guy that I always give a hard time with, because he calls me the smoker snob, really. But my buddy Jim Korch, he uses an electric smoker, and I've gotten a couple little. I won't, you know, he doesn't listen on Saturday mornings. I know Brian does, so Brian will share that information with him. But I don't ever tell Jim that I steal any of his ideas, because I don't want him to think that I actually like the electric smoker.
Right.
But that's exactly it. You learn from each individual that you cook with. You know, when you sit and just listen to people, you don't even have to really watch them. You just listen to what they're doing, what they're making. And, you know, I'm a member of the Lions Club. And last year, you know, we had the Lions Carnival coming up every year.
Right.
This year it's from the 4th to the 7th. And, you know, Brian was cooking pork butts and ribs up there for that. And, you know, so I always walk by and you just kind of listen to what people say and you just kind of soak it in like a sponge. And, you know, that's how you keep improving.
Right. And you're exactly right. And that's the great part of this. Sarah probably will take maybe back 50% of what I've said, you know, while we've been cooking.
But on the other hand, there's been a couple times when I've gone and called and said, boop, 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 Dad, how do I do this?
That's true.
Because I didn't listen whenever you told me. But you always tell me again, so it's okay. I always get it the second time around.
Well, you know, that's the way kids are. They got that selective hearing. But, and you know, Colin, I know you've been over there helping your dad with his new smoker and stuff, so.
I unfortunately have not had a chance to really kind of get my hands on it, but he sent us a couple of pictures. They're on the website. It's, for a guy who smoked, what, like three or four things now, he's doing pretty well.
Well, he brought that food in that day he came to talk with us and your uncle.
Yep.
It was pretty darn good, too. Mm-hmm. I think that was the same day Matt sent us those pictures of those pork butts.
Oh.
So, you know, we get our fix some way on this show, you know. And it's a good part. And I'd be very proud if Sarah decides she wants to buy her a smoker or get a smoker and, you know, start using some of the stuff we developed together. I even have tried, this one guy in Solomon, he's handed me some of his rub. I'm willing to try somebody else's rub. You know, mine is not the best in the world. You know, it's not going to win any contest, but.
But that's what's fun about it, too.
It is.
I mean, I've got a couple shakers of yours that I've gotten from you, and, you know, I've gotten stuff from Jack at Colton's there. He's given
right.
me some of that habanero powder. My brother-in-law back up in Illinois, I was able to get some different stuff from them guys as well. You know, it's always fun. I mean, I had a bag of one of my rubs that I purchased through Frank.
Right.
Over there at Cox Brothers, and I went to give some to one of the guys up in Illinois. I said, well, you got a container, I can pour some in. I had some other guy, I didn't even know who he was, walked up to me, how much you want for that rest of that bag? I'm like, dude, it's not for sale.
Right.
That stuff's like gold, man. It's powdered gold.
Right.
I don't just sell that stuff. I mean, it's...
Well, I get that a lot at the food truck where people mm-hmm. come up and say, can we buy your rub?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not for sale. You know, right. I'm not producing it to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to... Dad, we have to take baby steps. I just got my grill, and I'm still learning on that. You can't get me a smoker yet because, well, I haven't told you this story, but it turned out okay. And
oh, that's always a good way to start.
Mom, if you're listening, it's fine. Everything turned out fine.
Famous last words.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So I told you on the way up here, we were talking about my grilling and everything. I told you I was on my second bag of charcoal.
Yeah.
Well, you see, the first bag... I ran out, and I went and I poured it into my little grill, and I don't need much to start, right? Well, I only had about, like, 6 or 7 briquettes. I'm like, it'll be fine. And so I poured it in there, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to use pieces of the bag. So I put my grate in there, and I put the bag in there, and I lit it. Well,
Real professional, Lyle.
You know what? There's another one of them things. I thought I did what I was supposed to do, but I didn't do it.
Well, anyway, so I lit the bag, and it lit, and I had a pretty good fire going, and Dad's looking at me really wide-eyed. It's okay. Everything turned out fine. And I had a pretty decent flame going, and I put my grate over it, and it was burning off all the stuff from last time. It was great. Well, I live in an apartment complex. There's about 7 townhouses where I'm at, and one of my neighbors walked by, and she goes, "That makes me nervous." Well, first of all, mind your business.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Second of all, it was fine, and I got it under control, but I had to put the fire out and start over. And that's how I ended up going to the store and having to get my second bag of charcoal because my first plan did not work like I wanted it to.
Yeah, we definitely can't say you're a chip off the old block. All right, well, we're going to take a break. And this segment's been brought to you by Wind Supply Rolla. Make sure you check out all their selection of Traeger Wood pellet-fired smokers. And they got all the pellets, too. And I know, Matt, you're probably going to buzz out. And I want to thank you for coming by. And happy Father's Day, buddy. And this has been an absolute great day for me. So,
Justin's going to do this more often, probably. He's going to, don't be surprised. He wants to throw another challenge out there. If he can get food, just like the rest of us, I'm sure he'll be throwing something at you.
Oh, I'm always up for a good challenge. Let's make it something though that I can find on the internet.
Right? No, that's the whole part of it. You gotta, you've got to create your own little idea. Like he said, what you created and what was in that picture was two different things, but it was still delicious.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know what I was doing because I'd never seen the picture of it. So, well, we'll be right back, and you're listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show here on ESPN 107.3.
The Mid-Mo Smoke Show is on ESPN 107.3.
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan. You should have respected my authority.
Hey, welcome back. This is the Mid-Mo Smoke Show here on ESPN 107.3. And we are at our segment now where we do our recipe of the week. It's brought to you by Timber Charcoal, making outstanding hardwood lump charcoal for over 40 years. And Colin's going to post this recipe on ESPN1073.com at Mid-Mo Smoke Show. And the recipe I picked this week is meatloaf. And I know everybody's thinking, you don't do meatloaf on the grill. Yes, you do. And just bear with me, and we'll get through this. So here's what you're going to need. 3 pounds of ground beef. And I like to get the stuff that's 80-20 towards, on the lean part. 1 pound of sage-flavored sausage. 3 eggs. 1 small onion chopped fine. 3/4 cup of breadcrumbs. 1 pound of bacon. And your favorite barbecue sauce. Okay, now that you got all the ingredients, you combine all of them in a big bowl, making sure that you mix the sausage and the meat and the hamburger real good together. And once you've got everything all mixed up, you take a cookie sheet, lay your bacon down on your cookie sheet side by side, and then put the hamburger mixture in there and make it look like a loaf over top of the bacon. When you get that all formed, pull the bacon up over top of the meatloaf and hold it with toothpicks. And then, you cook it on about a 230-degree grill for about 3 hours, and you can check for an internal temperature of about 175 degrees. Halfway through the cooking, take your barbecue sauce, brush it all, and let it set. And when you take it off, slice it like you would a loaf, jelly roll or whatever. I usually make 1-inch thick pieces and make some vegetables on the grill, and away you go. There's dinner. House isn't hot. This time of the year, that's a good thing. So I guess one thing we kind of need to finish up, and I know Colin's avoiding us.
Right. He's not making eye contact right now.
And he's avoiding us because he has, a little stock in both of them.
Yeah, I'm the swing vote.
Yes, you are. So, Colin, what do you think?
Well, I think I got to choose between the dude that I work with every Saturday and the dude that signs my paychecks.
Yeah, well,
I think for the sake of like a pure rib, it's all about the meat and you bite into it. I think you've done that very well, but I really like that yummy tummy.
Well, and you know, that's what I just said. Sarah and I were just talking during the break. I didn't put sauce on.
Right.
And Matt, he glazed that very well. Oh, and that flavor was unreal.
Oh, yeah. Like I was telling Matt, like you could have taken the bark from that. If you could put that in just a bag, I would sit on the couch and eat it while I was watching TV. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think he's got a very, very good rib. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah. So I think, you know, I'm taking some of those back. I'll let the family try, and I'll update you next week.
Okay, that sounds like a deal.
Well, boy, that was a way out if I ever saw one.
Well, at least one thing, he didn't have to worry about, you know, picking on the tater.
Right.
We won that one. So
hands
know,
down.
So far, we're 1-1 for this day. But, and as far as I'm concerned, yeah, there's a winner, there's a loser. It's everybody's personal reference, personal taste, and... But as far as, like I said earlier, nobody really lost. We all got to eat. Justin got to come in and be on my show. Hopefully a lot of the listeners will, you know, cross over and stuff. And I'm waiting for the next challenge. Maybe I'll come up with one.
I'm sure we could if we tried hard enough.
Yeah, and, you know, we can put it to Matt and Justin first. And it's been a great day, though.
Yeah, well, I've got a challenge for the listeners. Make sure if you're cooking something today or tomorrow for Father's Day, text us in at the text line 573-227-2279, and we'll throw those up on the website. And we got Yummy Tummy's got a few hats they've sent in. It's a pretty cool camo hat we got here. We've got some T-shirts to give away, so
right.
we're hoping to give some stuff out. And where do we stand on the Smoke Show T-shirts? Because we got, what's his name, David? I think.
Yeah, I'm waiting on my shirts to get done.
Yeah.
And, well, one of the problems was where they get the T-shirts done.
Yeah.
Her machine went down.
Right.
When she came back, she had like, I think she said like pretty close to 200 T-shirts to do for the Softball Association.
Ooh.
And so I think she's got her machine fixed and getting back on. As soon as she gets done there, I'll have my hats and T-shirts done up.
All right,
and then
sweet.
Be ready to go.
Yeah, and we can send them out then.
And I know, you know, that we've been saying that for a couple of weeks, but...
Yeah, it's been going on a little while here.
When you're dealing with a mechanical issue,
yep.
It's not like people where you can, you know, take them out behind the woodshed and get them motivated. Mechanics, you got to get it done.
Yep.
So Sarah, what do you got? You got any thoughts about barbecue and stuff with... What you want to strive for. I know you got a degree coming.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to school for agriculture communications. But, you know, barbecue is, like I said, it's something that we can do together. I enjoy catering with you. Like I said, I, you know, teethed on rib bones.
And I have actually got the pictures to show it.
And so it's, you know, it's more than anything, it's something that we can do together.
Right.
And, you know, I enjoy that thoroughly. You've taught me everything I know, whether I want to admit it or not. You know, it's just, and it's something that, you know, I love whenever my friends come over. Because every once in a while, you know, I'll tell you that so-and-so is coming over and she's bringing a side dish. Or, you know, a couple of my friends are coming over and they are bringing something and I'm going to grill.
Right.
And I'm like you. Whenever they say, you know, this is really good. And, you know, it gives me a sense of pride.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there's something, different things I'm wanting to do. Like I told you today, I was wanting to try salmon on the grill. And we were brainstorming on how to do that because I wasn't exactly sure. I haven't been brave enough to try it. and so it's just, I don't know, it's a journey, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
But like I said, you're always a phone call away. And most of the time you can talk me down and talk me through it. And it turns out pretty good. Whenever I am not trying to set my apartments on fire, that is.
Yeah, that's an interesting little function there. But, and you know, one thing you're talking about, the grilling and stuff. Well, you know, we know your mom likes it when we get out there and do that,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So there's no complaints there on her part.
Exactly. And the dog when she gets rib bones.
Well, yeah, the dog will. That may have to slow down a little bit. And, you know, one thing, too, on this... You know, we like to do on this segment the upcoming events, and that's brought to you by Cowtown USA in Cuba. Your next UTV or ATV is only one click away. And from what I can see, we've only got one competition going on right now, and it's the Dad Fest Barbecue Cook-Off. It's a backyard competition only in Kansas City, Missouri, but it is a KCBS-sponsored competition. So, you know, if you're up in that area, go on by, see what the dads have got going this weekend. And Colin, I guess you got a pretty busy weekend planned.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to head home right after the show, spend a bit of time with the family and whatnot, and be around for Father's Day. But speaking of competitions and whatnot, I don't know the exact details, but I know there's some stuff going on in the St. Louis area, Eureka Wildwood and such. So I'm sure people can go online. If you look at the St. Louis Barbecue Society, you can find some stuff out. There's probably plenty to do.
Oh, yeah. This weekend is going to be a hustle and bustle. You know, if nothing else, there's going to be a lot of dads out there at the lake cooking on grills, open fires, whatever, you know. You know, and the one thing, I was watching a show the other day. You know, they were talking about dads and all this. They said the biggest way to repay your dad for what he's done in your life is just walk up to him and say, you know, I love you and I thank you. And luckily I hear that a whole lot from my kid. So
yeah, you have it pretty good. Not to pat myself on the back or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, careful. Don't hurt yourself.
Yes. That click you heard was her shoulder going out. But, yeah, Sarah and I think are going to try to grill something tomorrow. And, like I said, I really am glad the way the show went today. I want to thank Justin again, Matt Glenn, and for coming by. I learned a lot just by tasting Matt's food. There's some stuff I want to try on mine and see if it'll come out the same way. That, you know, that old saying, there is, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah. And I'm not usually a big sauce fan. You know, we don't sauce our meat a lot, but that Yummy Tummy barbecue sauce.
It's good stuff.
It's, yeah, it'll make a believer.
And by the way, if you go to yummytummybbq.com and you put in the code MIDMO, you'll get a 10% discount.
Yeah, I kind of forgot to say anything about that. Sorry. Sorry, Josh.
No, we took care of him at the end.
We got so busy eating and stuff here, I wasn't really doing what I was supposed to be doing like that.
Well,
so.
That's how you know the sauce is good. You can't think straight.
There you go. Well, and I am so thankful that Matt has hooked me up with Yummy Tummy, because I've actually got people in Sullivan to start using it too. And I think we're going to have to get a big order together. Everybody just go together and order a big lot of it. And I think if you mention the show, you get a 10% discount too, don't you?
I don't know about mentioning it, but
code.
So, yeah, if you put the code MIDMO in on yummytummybbq.com, you'll get the 10% off. But
okay.
I don't know. Maybe if you mention it to Matt.
Well, you never know.
He might throw you a bone.
He might. Well, we're getting close to the end of the show today. I want to thank all my guests again. My daughter, Sarah. Colin, thanks for producing today. Justin and Matt. And this segment here was brought to you by Timber Charcoal, making outstanding hardwood lump charcoal for over 40 years. And the upcoming events was brought to you by Cowtown USA in Cuba. Your next UTV or ATV is only one click away. I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers, prospective fathers. And have a great weekend. And be careful and grill all you can. And send us pictures. We want to see what's going on. We like talking about it. We definitely want to see them. So this show has been, this is the ESPN Network 107.3. Mid-Mo Sports Show.